Seattle is moving ahead with plans to create sites for addicts to consume or inject drugs under the supervision of medical personnel. These so-called safe sites aim to save lives and connect people with addictions to treatment services. San Francisco, Burlington, Vermont are considering similar sites. And now the Massachusetts Medical Society wants its members to support the sites in that state. Martha Biebinger from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Let's acknowledge up front the reaction many people have to this idea.
To set up a place where addicted people would go and shoot up heroin, to me, sounds crazy.
That's William Brooks, the chief of police in Norwood, Massachusetts. He says he knows the Medical Society's goal would be to save lives.
And that's a laudable goal. We share that. But I just don't think that that's the direction we ought to be going in. It does feel like we're giving up, like we're throwing our hands up. And I don't think we should do that.
Hold on, says Dr. Dennis Dimitri. He's a former president of the Massachusetts Medical Society. He says this is not about throwing in the towel.
And saying, okay, if you're going to use drugs, we'll just help you use drugs. It's really about trying to get individuals into an environment where they have a much better chance of surviving their substance use disorder to make progress in recovery.
So there you have two views on this controversial topic that the Medical Society trustees will bring before members for a vote later this month. The Medical Society says fewer people who use drugs in a safe injection facility have died as compared to the streets, and doctors and nurses are able to persuade more patients to try treatment. But is it ethical for a physician to be in a room where patients are doing something illegal and potentially dangerous? Dimitri says yes, because doctors would be helping patients with addiction, a brain disease.
We felt that the ethics of doing this were justifiable, that putting a program such as this in place would do more benefit than any harm.
Dimitri says given the scope of the opioid epidemic, it's time to give doctors and nurses more tools to stop drug overdoses. Massachusetts estimates nearly 2,000 deaths last year. The CDC estimates that on average, about 91 Americans die every day from an opioid overdose.
That number has gone up dramatically and shows no signs of abating anytime soon. So given that, we think it's important that we use our bully pulpit to be leaders on this issue.
That means, in short, persuading a city or town to allow this illegal activity and then getting an exemption from or changing state drug possession, consumption, and conspiracy laws. Leo Beletsky, who teaches law at Northeastern University, outlined the options for the Medical Society.
It does take some measure of discretion on the part of state and federal officials to allow such experimentation to proceed, but it is possible.
There is legislation filed at the Massachusetts State House that would allow safe injection facilities. It hasn't moved so far this session. But even if it passed, Beletsky says there's a question of how the Trump administration would respond to a room full of active drug users.
Will they choose to use their enforcement discretion to go after a public health facility of the sort? The answer to that is unknown.
23-year-old Nicholas Chu is not deterred. He's the Boston University medical student who first brought the idea of supervising drug users to the Medical Society more than a year ago.
It's important to recognize that sometimes in situations you have to make a compromise for the greater good, and I think, dead patients can't be saved.
For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.